allow yourselves to transfer, allow yourselves to inspire, allow yourselves to evolve. So in other words, there's a lighthouse. They're saying a lighthouse, but it's literally an energetic entitlement that houses us. So just think of like your auric field, your subtle bodies, mental bodies, emotional bodies, and then there is a lighthouse. So we're drawing upon a light that is, how would I say this, like it knows exactly where to go. It knows exactly what to heal. It knows exactly what to prioritize. It knows exactly what we're ready for as we will say go. So the thought is, why in the world would we not say go? The reason that we hold up progress, the reason we hold up eternity is we get very comfortable in the known. We get very comfortable in what we're holding on to. So if we say go, when I'm looking at the energies, it's like a latch opening so that our true self can join, so our true self can open our heart, so that our true self can be one with us in our journey. So this is where we're at, where we're ready for a change of scenery. We're ready for our next exposure. We're ready for our next sincere claim. As we will establish grace, as we will establish the priority of eternal youth. What they mean by eternal youth is when we have a very limited linear lifestyle where it's sort of like, okay, this is your next stage, this is your next stage, and this is all that you have all you have to look forward to, let's say, that there's an avalanche of spiritual wealth. There's an avalanche of light that's joining us, that is us with for eternity, and this light makes for the renewal, makes for the resurrection. makes for new beginnings unseen. So again, we're leaving what we've seen in the past and we're opening up to our brilliance. We're opening up to our heart extension. We're opening up to our wealth higher. We're opening up to our eternity. So again, as we allow that higher self to self-align, self-align is remembering it knows where to go, it knows its proper station, and what we're saying is yes. So when we're saying yes, we're letting go of the past, we're letting go of what we've been leaning on so that we can open up to our abundance, so that we can open up to our new lifestyle, so that we can open our heart where all our treasure they're saying treasure is seeking, but what it is, it's we're activating our sacred heart. We're opening up to that treasure within. So we want to remember, as we keep just shuffling along with the past, like what they're showing me is basically like a world of people sleepwalking. So it's sort of like we're agreeing with the old suffering, the old paradigm. And that's what we want to feel. We want to feel like it's all rusted out, like it's really going nowhere, where all of this conflict, you know, energy is no longer necessary. Now, when I said no longer necessary, I had three dolphins, like going in a circle, opening, like it was almost like they were opening up a safe, like they were opening us up to our sacred heart at last. So this is not for Jesus, apostles, like you know, religious people that we may know. This is for you and I. This is for all of us to allow that temple of trust, to allow all that new scenery, to allow all that new exposure to be self-revealed. So when they're saying self-revealed, there was a light that was so tremendous, that was so brilliant, that was so pervasive. And what we're learning to do is allow it. So this light is literally from our heart. And so we want to remember, we're not waiting for a master out there. We're opening up to the change of heart within our own awareness, within our own self. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves, I don't even like that word advance, like, how would I say that instead? It's more like allow yourselves to know, because when I'm saying advance, in one way it's true, I'm going from one reality to a new reality, but it's more of recognizing who you are, or recognizing what's upon you, or recognizing what's in store for you. So in essence, it's like you're recognizing yourself. You're growing into your true allowance. You're growing into your true extraordinary gesturing. Even allowance, it still somehow feels a little bit limiting, because you're the one allowing. So when you keep graduating, you keep allowing more and more and more. So anything where, like, there's literally no boundary, there's no constriction, as you will decide. So what we want to all get is, the only constrictions we have are boundaries. They're coming from us, and they're false. They're not real. So as we decide to drop them, we have the whole park. Like, just imagine you had a boundary in a swimming pool or in a park, and it's like restricted, you know? And then if you drop it, you have the whole assembly. You can go any place, like it's totally unrestricted. So receive your divine inheritance, receive your love at last. Love at last, love. So again, it's like every time we don't know what to do, return to love, receive, and so it is.